Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
As I wake up with the morning of each day, passes by, and I listen to the sound upon my ear. I can't help but to keep a watch towards the eastern sky, and I wonder if the trumpet will be the next sound that I'll. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for Him to take His children home. How I long to see His face and to touch His nail-scarred hands. What a
the years when I studied the word of God on false prophets, I was thinking that in towards the end there's going to be many false prophets that are going to enter into the church. Yes, there are many false prophets in the churches today, but the thing is, when a person becomes born again by the Spirit of God, regardless how false the preacher is,
You can know that he is a false preacher if he does not preach Jesus as the only salvation. So they're easy to be identified unless he preaches some doctrine that is anti-Bible. Then there can be pretty tricky. So in reality, the Christian is not really in danger of a false prophet when he knows what salvation is. Once he has accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, once he knows that he belongs to God, there's not much danger that a false prophet will lead him astray. He knows his God and he knows where he stands. I am beginning to understand that the false prophets that the Word of God is talking about are the false prophets in the world system. And it's terrible what they're doing to the masses. The Bible teaches us they will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They will listen to demons and will proclaim their demonic messages to the masses. So today I will teach on this interesting subject. But before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24 in verse 11, it tells us that many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The Bible teaches us that the people of this planet will turn to sin. It'll be so gross that the land will vomit out its inhabitants. And the Bible also teaches us that the deception will be so great that if it would be possible, the very elect would be deceived. So we know for a fact a true born-again Christian cannot be deceived. So who is he talking about? What is the Bible talking about? We know that we are entering into a time where things are changing. The Bible teaches us in Luke chapter 21 in verse 25, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and the earth, distress of nations, with perplexities, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The things that we're seeing now, they have been predicted. And it's because we are coming to the end. Sin is abounding. The Bible teaches us that God has to judge the earth when sin, it becomes so gross. That's what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what happened to the people at the flood when Noah was alive. He had to destroy the earth with water. So what was the gross sin? It's the gross sin that people are bragging about today. The Bible teaches us that they will brag about their sin of Sodom. So what does that cause? It causes the earth to start vomiting out its people. The earth is convulsing. But what are the false prophets prophesying? It is because of pollution. The fossil fuels we're burning, the motor vehicles we're driving, the gas we're using, the electricity we're using to heat our homes. And even the beef that we're eating is causing pollution. So many, many of those young people, millions of those young people are being brainwashed. I was listening to a guy by the name of Hal Lindsey, and he was in university in the 1960s and 70s. He said the sin of the people in those days were very gross. They were into all sorts of illicit sex. They were into drugs. Every drug imaginable was used on the campuses. And he said, now those people have grown up. They have become the professors of today's children. And guess what they're teaching them? They're teaching them the heresies and the garbage that the prophets of today are coming up with. Al Gore prophesied 30 years ago that in year 2000, New York will be underwater because of the ice melting in the north. We know that the false prophets of today have declared that we have evolved into being human beings. Somehow there was a big bang, and somehow the oceans were formed, and somehow we as a blob crawled out of the ocean and became an insect and then an animal and then into a human being. We know what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us that God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke the earth into existence. He spoke the universe into existence. He formed and fashioned Adam out of the earth. And thus he became a human being. He blew his breath into him. That's how we became. He created the animals. He created the plants. And the false prophets are prophesying, oh no, the Bible is wrong. We came out from a blob from the ocean and somehow evolved into this miraculous and marvelous being that we are today. If you take a look at your wristwatch, think about it. How many millions of years did it take for evolution to bring your wristwatch together and put it on your wrist? We who understand the truth, we with brains in our heads know that wristwatch was designed by a designer and put together by a person that understand how it works, and that's how it became a wristwatch. And that's why it works, because a designer designed it. This earth is operating in true fashion for thousands of years already, because a great designer by the name of Jehovah God designed it. But it says in the last days we're going to see these things happening. We can see men's hearts failing them for fear as they look upon the things of the earth. We can hear young people on TV screaming their frustrations at the older generation for burning fossil fuels, for using vehicles to go to work because they're polluting the earth. They claim that in 12 years we're not going to exist anymore. It's unbelievable how fearful those people are. It says men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after the things that are coming upon the earth. They see the things happening, and they are very, very frightened. I can see it in their eyes and in their faces when they talk about these things that are happening. They do not accept the fact that it is the sin of the people that is causing the earth to convulse, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the terrible weather patterns. They're caused by the sin of the people. It is written in the Word of God, the sin of the people will cause the earth to vomit out its inhabitants. So what is the child of God to do? We can see these things happening. We can see it's going to get worse. We know that it's going to affect us one of these days. We have to teach our children the truth, and our school systems are trying to influence them with the horrors and the garbage that they're teaching them. We need to show them at home from the Word of God what is happening and why it's happening and how it will come to pass. In Luke chapter 21, in verse 29, it tells us, he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of yourself that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know you the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Yes, we are the generation that is seeing these things coming to pass. And we will be the generation that will see these things climax. And while we are here, I'm going to give another warning. Luke 21 tells us, in those days you shall be betrayed by both by parents, by brethren, by king folks and friends. Some of you shall be put to death, and you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. And this is what's happening. Those who turn to Jesus, in some religions, they're being put to death. But in the religions of North America, they're being betrayed by parents, by brethren. I myself have this firsthand experience. I grew up in a religious organization, and when I turned to Christ, I was betrayed by my brethren. They excommunicated me, even though I showed them by scripture the proof that God loves his creation, that we're saved by grace through faith in the finished work of the cross. They rejected the Bible and instead listened to their religion and totally got rid of all those who believed in Jesus for salvation. That is being betrayed by parents and brethren. They do not look at the proof in the Bible. They just go by what they have been taught for eons of ages. Now, Luke 21 tells us, he talks to the Christian, when you see these things come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Yes, there is a day coming for the child of God, when Jesus will come back for him, and it's on the horizon. We're seeing the things happening that are happening. They are not too pretty. We will watch it on the news. We can see it all around us. People are wondering what's going to happen next. But for the child of God, Jesus says, when you see these things begin to happen, look up, lift up for your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And then in Titus chapter 2, in verse 13, we should look for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. It'll happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. Then we will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Then all hell will break loose on this planet. The Bible teaches us the horrors that are going to happen here have never happened before and never ever will happen again. So open your heart to these interesting truths. Become a Christian today. Turn to Jesus for salvation. He is willing that none perish. He gave his life for you and I. He paid your sin and my sin at the cross of Calvary. The Bible teaches us he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So open your heart to that scripture and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Healer, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost our way. You are the one.
When we look at what's going on in the world system today, we can see that they're clamoring for a one-world government. They're called the globalists. Many, many billionaires, the richest people on earth, are financing the governments of this world to try to bring the world into submission when it comes to a one-world government. They're doing this with climate change. They are telling us if we do not all agree on this climate change, there cannot be a one world government. That's what they're fighting for right now. When we watch what's happening down south, where President Trump has gotten away from this agreement, of this climate change agreement, now everyone is up in arms against him. They were up in arms against him before that because they knew he didn't believe in this climate change or global warming. So they're trying with all their might to get rid of him. The reason for them getting rid of him is not because they hate him. It is because they're standing in their way of progress. For years and years and years, Satan has been trying for the last 2,000 years to bring together a government system that will rule the world. He tried that with Russia, he tried that with Germany, and he tried that with France. He brings them into power. There's one world war, there's world wars going on, and every time they're being pushed back and brought down so that they cannot take over the world. But this time Satan will try to do it through the ballot box because he knows that people have to be agreeable to the idea. And it's getting more and more momentum. The nations of the world are all clamoring for a one world government. And we know that when Hillary Clinton was defeated in 2016, their plan of bringing in a world government was brought to a halt. But that will only be temporarily. the President Trump is only there for a while for the church to get one more chance to bring the gospel to the nations of the world. I believe there's going to be relative peace. The Lord God will hold back the evil through the power of the church praying. And then one day, the Bible says, when people will say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon this planet. It'll happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be changed and will be brought into the heavenlies. And then after that, here on this earth, The 7 years of tribulation will begin. And here is what Luke 21:36 warns the peoples of this world. Watch you therefore, pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. What things is he talking about? When you study the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 21, it's talking about the great tribulation, the horrors that will happen during that 7 year period of time. The oceans will turn to blood, the rivers will become poisonous, the tree and the grass will all burn off, man's hearts will fill them for fear. There's going to be such war and calamity and famine that the Bible teaches us it has never been like this before and never will be after that. And then the killing of one another will be so great that the Lord Jesus Christ himself says, if we don't come back, no flesh will be left. So we need to pray that we're accounted worthy, that we will escape that awful time of the tribulation. And the one way to escape it is to turn to Jesus for salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ himself took your sin and my sin upon himself. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And when we turn to him for that salvation, we then are qualified. We are then overcomers. We then are going to escape all those things that shall come to pass. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. My shame, right?